you smile. In any sense. Mr. Dirkner Gaviano, please call the roll.
Can I tell the ring?
Puppies.
Aww.
Same. Dogs. All of them.
Reese's makes like chocolate bars that are like Reese's. It's beautiful.
Just food in general.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell Sarah?
My mom.
Chef.
Alex not taking my spot.
My
nieces.
My little brother.
Really good food.
When I look out my window in the morning and there is no snow.
Ice cold beer.
Being alive.
John Cena prank video that gets you. It just cracks me up. I always fall for them. They're hilarious. I would say, like, when you kind of explain something to somebody and then, like, that moment of recognition and, like, actually understanding stuff and, like, getting excited about it, that makes me smile.
I'm
going
to
have to go with my facial muscles. Bobby. Mr. Director Ngabirano? With that, we have met quorum. Advisor Jones.
Oh, there's so many things, but one of my favorites is like when little baby calves are sleeping. And you walk up to them, and they're like their fur is so hot from the sun, and you just pet them a little bit, and then they open up their big little calf eyes, and they like look up at you and blink. It's so sweet.
Awesome. Cool. Excellent. Well, with that, our meeting shall begin. I want to start off by. Bobby is on the selection committee for the next vice president for finance at the college, which is a super important process. And he's been doing, I think he's on his 10th hour of interviews today. So he's up in the Twin Cities interviewing candidates, so really very important work, and hope he's hanging in there. With that, our first order of business is the approval of the minutes from March 14th. Are there any objections or corrections to the minutes? Objections or corrections? Objections or corrections? Seeing none, minutes are approved. We should proceed on to our next order of business, which is community comment. Is there anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. Seeing none, proceed on to committee nominations. We have one committee for a senator to join a committee. All right.
Okay, so we had an open spot in ethics, and we were lucky enough to have some people apply for it. And so for the open position, we are nominating Senator Nelson. From his application, he just seemed like he really understood. He's hasn't been here the whole year, but he understands the point of ethics, what ethics is trying to get at. I really like what he wrote, because one of the questions on the application is, what does it mean to be ethical? And his response was to stand up for what is right, despite what might be easy, simple, or convenient. I think that he would be a great addition to ethics, not only just because of his application, but because he is newer to this body, and so it also brings a fresh perspective within this year. And that's about it.
Excellent. With that, Senator Nelson, do you want to share any words about your nomination?
Sure. Well, thank you for the nomination. I think what I'm most looking forward to with this opportunity, or this hope for an opportunity, is to really do something and get my hands into something that I can really make a difference at this school. I've been here for 3.5 years now, and I've been watching and, you know, learning how this campus works, and I think at this point in my career, I finally feel ready to start getting my voice heard and make something that's constructive for the campus.
Excellent. That will open for questions for Senator Nelson. Are there questions for Senator Nelson? Questions? Seeing none, we shall proceed on to a vote. Senator Nelson, it's an open meeting, obviously, so you're welcome, Senator, but we respectfully ask you to step up for voting. As with all committee appointments here, you all be voting just a simple majority vote to approve or not approve the nomination from can you collect this vote? Simple majority, and so we will have discussion first, sorry. with that, we'll enter discussion on Senator Nelson's nomination. Speaker Sweet.
Yeah, I've had a couple classes with him, and he's a very well-spoken, well thought out answers. He'd be a good addition onto ethics. I forgot who said this, but since he's newer to Senate, I think it's good to kind of have a perspective. He'd be a great candidate, so yeah, I don't.
Further discussion on the nomination? Discussion. Seeing none, we should move on to a vote. All those in favor of approving the nomination of Senator Nelson to serve on the Ethics Committee, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Okay. With that, Senator Nelson is approved. Congratulations. Have fun. We'll move on to our next order of business, which is finance. We have two budgets this evening. Director Schmitz, you want to kick us off with Student Senate?
Yeah, so Student Senate decided to look into funding some mirrors in the weight room. There's three of them. When you're looking at the weight room, the back two left, one spot racks, and then the very first one right, because there's no windows, so you can actually have a foam here. It's roughly $1,000 for insulation and the mirrors. Your finance committee decided unanimously to recommend in full. One thing we should be careful about is from the finance director. Point of view, I guess, is just is this something that Student Senate should be funding? Because it's not strictly like an organization, it's kind of more like a general improvement for campus. Is this something that we should be looking for campus, like the administration or a different department to fund, not us? But we recommended it for full, but I'd like to see some discussion on it. Questions?
And then, did this come from Student Echo Affairs Committee?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to add anything
to
this?
I would just like to give a little bit of background as to why this is coming forward. A while ago, it was charged to Student and Academic Affairs, and that was a result of multiple students coming to senators, multiple students coming to me directly, and then other Senate members who were tabling also received slips of paper that requested weight room mirrors. And so when my committee talked about it, we saw it as something that would be beneficial both in terms of safety and in terms of progress in general. I mean, it would allow lifters of every level to better monitor their form and therefore minimize injuries and maximize progress, so generally leading to safer gym practices and also serving as motivation, because then you can see yourself lifting and see where you're improving and better analyze your skills and how well they're mastered. So working with Troy Vance, we got a quote for the 3 meters of installation, and figured it would be a worthy investment.
Excellent. Questions for either Chair Oskarig or Director Schmitz, Senator Gledge?
To whomever can answer, did we look into any opportunities for any other departments to fund this?
I looked into the athletics department and worked with Troy Vance, and they already had to cut a trainer position down and stuff like that, so they're really low on funding right now. And his initial response to my email requesting, hey, would mirrors be an option? What are opportunities for funding them? Seems like a lot of students want them. His initial response was completely shot it down. It was like, we don't have money for that. We can't do that. When we fully renovate all of Lund, we'll put in mirrors, but that's it. And it seems like it's a pressing issue for multiple students. And the fact that so many students have brought it up, it seems to me like it would be worth funding, even if it couldn't come through the athletics department.
Further questions? Questions? Seeing none, we shall enter discussion on the budget. Senator Muganga.
So if this is voted through, because there's no student organization involved, is this something that student and academic affairs will follow through to see that they're installed and everything, like the follow-up process?
Yeah, as soon as this meeting is over, if this budget passes, I'll be contacting for advance, and then he'll be the one that sends the order to physical plant, but I will definitely follow up with it.
Further discussion on the budget is displayed on the screen. Senator Lynch.
I suppose I should say that I really didn't know whether or not to back this in finance, but I wanted to have a discussion about it. I remember last year there being a discussion on Senate, and I'm sure there are others in here that remember this, about basketballs and maybe some other equipment, that was heavily disputed on whether or not we should fund that, seeing as that's something that we thought, or that people argued that the school should fund. But we did end up funding them, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and so that's what I recall from them, but I'd like to see some other people chime in what they think about that. I didn't vote for that last time, so I don't think I'm going to vote for it this time, just to hold precedence, but I think there has been a precedence in the past to vote for something similar to this. I don't think it was this much money, though. But anybody else that remembers anything else, please chime in. I yield.
Senator Lane.
Don't know anything about what a previous speaker said. However, from my more personal standpoint as a member of this community, I guess having gone to a lot of gyms, I was very surprised when I went to the one we have on campus and saw that we don't have mirrors. Also, all the injuries I've sustained weightlifting over the years has come from improper form, and fixing that took being able to actually observe what my form, good or bad, was, and fixing it from there. Also, as far as not being assigned to a specific organization, I think that IM's kind of anyone that just goes into the weight room, this would be extremely beneficial for, as well as this is just honestly, in my eyes, this is a kind of safety concern. And I think that if we as a group took the safety concern seriously for having an additional Gus bus on Saturday and placing one on Wednesdays, just so people don't have to walk out in the cold to prevent injury or anything worse, this kind of follows the same line of logic, although I believe it's coming from different funds, like the executive or in general, but I yield.
Speaker C?
Yeah, I agree with a previous speaker that I think that it's a health concern, because I've seen injuries from weightlifting, and it's horrible that it's from not having proper form, so I get that, but I'm just nervous that this is going to be something that they're going to expect Senate to do, if a mirror breaks or something like that, that's going to be a precedent that we set that, well, they funded it once, and so they have to replace them, and I don't know one is planning on being renovated, but I do agree it's immediate. It's an immediate concern, but I'm just nervous, like, going forward where it would be. I don't know.
I would say sometime in the next 5 to 10 years.
Center Lamberty.
Yeah, I guess I'd echo the previous speaker in that I do think this is, like, super, like, it will benefit a ton of students because there's so many people that use the weight room, and it is, like, something that's important to, like, kind of perform. But I would say I'm kind of nervous that, like, they would always expect us to, like, buy them new things, or, like, especially if we bought them all basketballs and different things. But I do think since if there's not another, like, area of funding, and if it's not even going to get renovated for, like, another 5 to 10 years, then I think it's important for us to maybe, like, step up. And if this affects a lot of different people, that we should take matters in our hands.
Co-President Lashkowski.
To echo a previous speaker, once again, I think it is a pressing issue for just the general student body. One thing I do know about how the system is run with athletics is that the general student body, so non-student athletes, don't get use of the training programs here. For injuries, so it would be a direct cost to students to fix said injuries, and if this is can prevent injuries from happening to the general student body, I would think that it would be beneficial for the whole student body.
Senator Haven?
If I'm not mistaken, the treadmills in Lund were were bought by the Student Senate.
My understanding is that originally an additional activities fee that was charged to the student body for the original outlay of
the cardio area.
Cardio area, thank you very much. And that subsequently, as those machines have died or gotten old or whatever, they've been replaced but with funds from the athletics budget. But the original outlay, I think you are correct that it came, it predates me, but I think that it came because all the student body was assessed a Lund improvement fee.
Okay, I mean, so that kind of speaks to the concern of a student senate going to have to keep re-buying new mirrors, and I mean, the precedent has already been set on if we do this or we, so I yield.
Senator Nelson.
I think because this has been brought up so much by students and the concerns with the weight room and Lund in general have been brought up so much, you know, it's caused conversation about redoing the entire building. And while that's really great and exciting, it does very little to impact or affect those that are still here. And I think something that's, you know, it's maybe a bigger financial gesture, but a pretty small gesture. We're looking out for you guys and kind of hang in there in a way. And I think that that'll speak volumes to the old student body to show that the student senate is really on their side.
Chair Effort.
I just wanted to clarify a couple things. These mirrors, one of the reasons that it is a little pricey is because they are shatterproof, which is a requirement for any mirrors in a gym. So I've never heard of one of these type of mirrors breaking. So just to clarify that. And I just wanted to reiterate that it's not really an accessory in the same way that basketballs are, where it's like maybe something a little bit extra. To me, it seems like it's more of a valid and current safety issue. And I also just wanted to kind of bring up the fact that we did fund water bottle filling stations, and it's not like we're having to pay for those when they break, and that was another thing that was applicable to the general student body. That's all I need.
Go, Justin.
Two things. So kind of touching on it, like, some of the things where we have funded other things that are specific to our membership and are very campus-wide use. We supply money for Gussie Dent supplies that is done every year that I think we kind of do without thinking. And I mean, I think if we're funding things like that, simple equipment to go into the gym where numerous people use it every day, where there aren't services to coach everybody available. There's an easier way to do it yourself would be more proactive in your health, encouraging more safe practices in the weight room. And then maybe the second point I'm trying to make, maybe more because I have such a close tie to the athletics department, is major is essentially directly out of that athletics program. We are very strapped for cash right now, or for funds. Chair Oscar had said, with the number of student athletes we should have, there should be 6 athletic trainers. We have 3.5. We had 2 different sets of tape for the athletic training program. We use practice tape, which is the bare minimum, kind of the cheapest tape you can buy, and then actually good quality tape that we used to use in athletes. We now just buy practice tape across the board for our education as well as our athletic cuts to stay afloat. And I think with the benefits that these mirrors are providing, I think it's a worthwhile project to approve on the same floor.
Cobra doesn't like sing?
On a slightly different note, thinking about like the residents and things that we've done in the past, I also thought about the water bottle stations, which we aren't, we started the fund and then after that got taken care of by the school. And as well as the AEDs, I was thinking maybe if we do decide to put these mirrors in, maybe having a kind of logo in the upper corner or something to recognize that students that have funded this and we are thinking about the great good of the student body.
Senator Gledge.
Yeah, I really like the idea that our former speaker had to really publicize that if we're going to do this, I think we should try to take as much credit for it as possible. And I think we've had a really great conversation. I'll call the question.
Questions called. There's a second. Second goes to Senator Selig. Now I'll vote on any discussion entering into a vote. All those in favor of calling the question, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions. Question has been called. You should now proceed to a vote on the budget as displayed on the screen. All those in favor of passing the budget, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions. Budget passes. Here, Dr. Schmitz?
Yeah, we got a budget from Linus here. Pretty simple. They're going on a crypto workshop. Bylaws do state under Article 6, Section 2, Number 6, Student Senate may allocate money for convention administration fees, ticketed events, travel, and lodging expenses up to $1,100 for a given budget year. So we only recommended the $100. We just took it out of the gas money because that's what they requested that we do. Blaine, do you have anything else to add?
Sure. So Linus does their formal training once a year in a trip to Second City. So that includes all of the performing members and one business manager. And so we go to Chicago, and then we do a day-long workshop at Second City, and then we get to go to some of their improv shows. So this is where we go to get the formal training to, learn the sketches and skits that we do when we perform. That's pretty much it.
Questions for the finance team or the student org?
I have one more thing. Second, if you don't know what the Second City is, that's, the improv, place to go, I guess. That's where Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and all of them started out, so it's kind of cool.
Questions? Questions. Seeing none, under discussion, under budget as displayed on the screen. Discussion? Is there discussion on budget? Love to hear some discussion affirming or challenging finance decision to modify the budget, and Senator Ladd.
Okay, yeah, so I'm for the budget as it is right now. As you know, I love the bylaws. And we're going right into finance season, so I'd love if we'd be able to stick to this and not have everyone else that wants to go to a convention hear about how we gave a great group extra money. I yield.
Any further discussion? Discussion. Senator Anderson.
I also approve the way that it looks now and wouldn't change a thing. It's not like they're being shorted a particularly large amount of money, and I think that it's important for us to maintain the bylaws in a majority of situations. I yield.
Senator Salt?
Echoing previous speakers, I think that falls within the bylaws. It's a great group that a lot of people on campus will see. And I see no reason not to pass this budget.
Further further discussion on the budget? Discussion, Director Garocious.
I don't know if this falls under my speaking rights, but what is the date of this event?
It's the, not September,
yeah.
It's April 8th through 10th of 2016.
Further discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we shall enter into a vote on the budget as displayed on the screen. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
So passed. Thank you for adding in some discussion there. I think that might have been obvious where that vote was heading, but kind of worst nightmare, we don't verbalize anything, then we have a controversial vote, and we have to do that. Why people voted the way they did. So I think it's always important to state kind of the body's outlook on a budget verbally, no matter how in the bylaws and clearly recommended it is. Any further budget tonight, Chair Schmitz?
There are not.
Excellent. With that, we'll proceed on to committee updates. Are there any cabinet members who wish to update? Any committee updates? Director Garocious.
So thinking about, okay, I'm here, what do I have, like, how much time do I have to complete something the rest of the year? So last week I sat down with Jamie Hollis, who is the director of the Diversity Center, to come up with some tangible goals for the rest of the year. And speaking with her, we are thinking of, I guess, instituting a program revolving around privilege, and it's called, like, the BEAD Privilege Program. And so what you do is basically you have, like, 8 different colors, and each color corresponds to 10 different questions. And it's like, if your answer is yes to this question, then you put that color bead on a piece of string, and so then you identify, like, what privileges you have in society. And this isn't just privileges of race or religion or sexuality or gender. This is privileges of right hands. So, like, think about if you're right-handed, doorknobs open your way, keyboards are centered your way, spiral-bound notebooks are centered your way. So it's going down to the brass tacks of what privilege really is. And so it's giving this simpler way to think about it, but it also gives you practice and training for larger concepts like race and gender. And so that's something that we're talking about. We're trying to think of, like, what group we'd like to see and, like, who they're interested in testing it on. We were thinking that Greeks would be a good group to test on because there's such a large population on campus. So it's this nice large data set that we would actually get accurate data for, especially if it's an educational. I know for a fact that IGS has all their educationals planned for the rest of the year, but the new IGS board is also the one for the fall. So I've been in contact with them, and we're seeing if we can create an educational starting next fall using this program for all Greeks. So that's update them. And just so everyone knows, I will not be attending DLC during my time as chair because I have a conflict with the class. So Senator Sella will be filling in that role for me. So, thank you.
Excellent. Any questions for Chair Groves? Senator Anderson.
I just want to make sure you consider the fact that when you collect data from that group, you won't be collecting any data on freshmen. And so just, like, a thing to keep in mind.
Excellent. Further questions or comments? Seeing none, are there any further committee chairs or cabinet members who wish to update? Seeing none, we should proceed on to our next order on the agenda, which is unfinished business. We're going to enter into some consideration of ethics amendments coming to you as a recommendation from Ombudsperson Svensson. Just to be clear that tonight we'll be discussing, and she'll explain this in better detail, but to consider these amendments. And then as she introduces them, once she calls for a senator to move to consider, just please, you know, say it's so moved. If you feel compelled to do so, then we'll enter discussion from there. That, I'm sure, sends them.
All right. So I'm just going to go with this one at a time, just because there's two kind of different sections, and then within one of those sections, there are two amendments within it. All right. So last semester, Ethics Committee was charged with making our governing documents gender inclusive. This happened after we were reading off one of the documents on the floor, and it kept saying his/her, which is obviously not inclusive of what everyone identifies with. So Ethics Committee went through and looked at at all the documents and change them. It doesn't change the meaning of the documents in any way. That was one thing that ethics discussed, was the fact that it doesn't really change the meaning. It's just changing the pronouns that are being used. Both of these are being voted to consider. There's amendments to the Constitution and to the bylaws. With a constitutional amendment, anything that we vote on for that within 2 weeks after actual vote on the amendment, not a consideration, which is what is happening tonight, but an actual vote on the amendment, no greater than 2 weeks after that vote is made, we have to let the student body vote on that. So the point of it bringing up now is that we hope to get it done before finance season, obviously. Overall, the documents, the changes are interspersed within the documents, so we didn't highlight specific, we didn't use our typical technique for showing what's changed and what is being replaced, just because it was very simple one-word replacements in this, and there were numerous ones throughout the whole documents. Vote for consideration tonight, if anyone would like to mention when they would like to consider it. The next meeting that we have would probably be a good time for consideration. If we want to start with the constitutional amendment and then do the bylaw amendment, I would suggest that because it's the constitutional amendment that needs to be a motion from the floor. So,
the floor is now open. Question?
So is there any particular reason why you didn't consider it a friendly, because the intent is not changing?
So, it is a change to the Constitution, and the fact that it is something that I felt, the group felt, that it was something worth making the student body aware of. In a way where they have the ability to vote on it and to voice their opinion on something that affects all of them, since these are the documents that Senate refers to.
Speaker seat. Yes, you can.
So
there's a motion, second goes to Senator Abouyeid on the motion to consider the constitutional amendments proposed by Ombuds Hurst and Svensson. Speaker Feet, do you have a timeline you'd like to specify? Would be the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, at our next meeting. With that, we shall enter discussion on the motion. Speaker Feet, floor is yours.
I just wanted to confirm that I think that this is correct, and I don't know that there's actually three steps. So, first of all, you guys decide whether or not you want to consider this. That's what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you actually have a second round of conversation here on the Senate floor that says whether or not you're going to vote yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you vote yes, then the vote goes to the whole student body.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to make sure that you
that.
All realize that there's this, like, should we even talk about it, which is what you're deciding now, and then do we like it, which is what you decide theoretically the next time you meet, which probably won't be next week, and then the vote after that would be for the whole student body.
Thanks for clarification.
Yeah, I think that this is a no-brainer. We are representing all the students at Gustavus, therefore language should be inclusive.
Further discussion on the motion? Senator Gladish.
Yeah, I think it's something we should consider. I'm glad we're going to, the plan is to send it to a vote, because I'd be fine with changing a bylaw like this by a friendly, but I think a change in the Constitution needs to be approved by the student body.
Further discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll proceed to a vote on the motion to consider at our next meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So moved. That. We shall re-enter discussions. The speaker's suite, the floor be yours.
You.
And then, Commissioner Svensson.
All right, same thing for the bylaw amendment. On this, I suppose, if Senate wanted, it could go to a friendly. Just like you said, it doesn't change technically the meaning of the document. However, we are voting on the constitutional amendment, and both of these kind of piggyback off of each other, so there's merit for both sides of it. And once again, this is up for a vote of consideration on whether or not we should consider it to be voted on at whenever the timeline is declared. Okay, I yield.
Speaker Sweet.
So moved.
Can you clarify what the motion is? So you're moving that we consider changing the bylaws at our next meeting. Correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Second goes.
Personal privilege, is this to change our bylaws to be gender inclusive or for the takeaway end?
This is for gender inclusivity.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Sorry. Is there a second? Second goes, Senator. I believe we should now enter discussion on the motion to change the bylaws to be gender inclusive. Speaker Sweet, the floor is yours.
I just have a question. If we did this kind of friendly list, could we just do that right now? Or would we still need to consider and then do it next meeting?
Question becomes, can you friendly a motion to consider?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So you'd still need to consider, but then you could friendly next week?
Okay.
Or do you...
I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's correct, yeah. So now the charge is certainly for next time. So I think that's when we would
consider.
Okay. I just said no to order about.
Excellent.
Right.
Okay. Discussion on the motion to consider at our next meeting? Discussion, Senator Anderson?
I think it's really obvious that if we're going to discuss the other one at our next meeting, we should probably discuss this as well, because they ought to match. So I firmly believe we should.
Excellent. Further discussion? Seeing none, proceed to a vote. All those in favor of considering these amendments to our bylaws at our next meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So moved. That we shall... Speaker Sweet, the floor is still yours. Okay, we shall return to unfinished business under ethics amendments. Officer Wisconsin, any more for you?
No analysis. Okay, so the last one is a bylaw amendment in reference to takeaway items. One thing that was charged to kind of a joint committee between finance and ethics was language to solidify the meaning of takeaway items. And this came from kind of previous discussions on the floor with, well, what's considered a member of the group, what's not. And so what finance brought forward to ethics as a suggestion was just an overall takeaway items are something that are purchased and then given away to any individuals. It doesn't matter if it's a group or if it's members from the group or anyone from the community who decides to participate. And that's just what they would like to see for finance season. And for future reference, they ethics agree that this kind of clears up the meaning of this. And from there on out, any votes can be in line with this, or they can vote to break the bylaws with a two-thirds vote. The language that would be changed is just... for members of a group, that's just getting changed for individuals to keep and will not fall under money. And with that, I yield.
Okay, so again, we'll need a motion. Speaker Sweet, is there a second on the motion? Second goes to Senator Sella. We shall now enter a discussion on the bylaw amendment as or to consider.
Mm-hmm.
To consider the bylaw amendment at our next meeting, I'm assuming, Speaker Sweet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Excellent. Another discussion on considering the proposed bylaw amendment at our next meeting. Discussion? Speaker Sweet, the floor is yours.
Why not just do all three? Let's
okay.
Do it. Yep.
Further discussion? All those in favor of considering the bylaw amendment as in the screen at our next meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So moved. That, anything, any further remarks from?
Actually, do it for us for now.
Excellent. With that, our next order of plan unfinished business is just a really brief update. last week. So I just wanted to share that the charge allows us to take two meetings to consider it, so we're going to do that. And our approach right now, and I'd love to hear your questions or comments on this, if possible, tonight if you have any, is to target our messaging towards the task force this morning. We feel that that's the best vehicle for change at this point. So this will probably take the form of some sort of letter along the lines of the charge to Senator Sella voice, as well as an additional item along the lines of education that was recommended by another member of cabinet. That's what we'll be taking forward. We can discuss method of communication when we consider the letter of the resolution on the floor, if it's made to be emailed or posted or how we want to distribute that. With that, we'll field any questions or comments on that decision to target at the task force. And we just clear the task force, as President Bergman, after the conversation over the last couple weeks, called a task force that's now forming. Student Senate nominated or cabinet nominated a bunch of students to it. Not quite sure exactly where that's at, but I'm meeting with Becky tomorrow to get some more information and see what the best input the task force could receive at this point is. With that, any questions or comments on that procedure? Senator Airman?
Just a quick question. On the task force, is it all students or are there faculty?
Faculty administrators as well. I'm not sure if there's any other constituency represented in us.
The draft that I saw also had support staff. Yeah.
Excellent.
So faculty, administrators, students, and support staff in the draft I saw.
Excellent. Senator Hayman?
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Senator Lynch.
So, like, how will the numbers be split up? Will each group be represented equally or unequally?
In the draft I saw, 1 second. Wait, it's going to take me more than 1 second. It was like...
It's not really a big deal, I'm just like...
Yeah, there were, it's a huge, gigantically huge task force.
Okay, I yield. I was just curious.
Senator Lewing.
I guess I just wanted to agree that as far as where we should send this proposal to, this task force makes the most sense, because as far as policy changes or allocation of resources, I feel like this is probably the best body to get that done.
Senator
Ditton?
I just wanted to say where we're at now, I fully agree that the task force is where we should be directing this, and I support that decision, so I yield.
Further questions or comments for cabinet on this charge? Advisor Jones.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 proposed administrators, 1, 2, 3 proposed faculty, 1, 2 proposed support staff, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 proposed students and 1 proposed board member in the draft. And the reason that there's so many administrators is because of all of the people whose part of their job is related to sexual misconduct.
Excellent. Further questions or comments? Doris Chair Garocious.
We also in cabinet talked about how the students would be notified of our letter to the task force so that it wouldn't just be like the students wouldn't know what we were doing. We would inform them that we sent this letter to the task force as well, so students would still be kept in the loop.
Further questions or comments? Questions or comments? Thank you for that input, and we will bring something forward right after spring break, first meeting after the break. With that, is there any further unfinished business this evening? Unfinished business. Seeing none, we should proceed on to new business. And our first order of new business this evening is ombudsperson nominations. And we're not collecting them this evening. We just want to outline the process. So ombudsperson Spence will walk us through the process for the finding the next ombudsperson.
All right. So at the first meeting of April, in our constitution, it states that the first meeting of April, there is to be a nomination by the Student Senate for a new ombudsperson. What's going to happen for that typically is individuals from the community who wish to be appointed to the position are going to come in. We're going to ask them to reach out to you as senators to ask for that nomination. They need to be nominated in order to be considered for the position. So if someone is interested, we're going to be telling them to contact their local senators. And what that process is basically going to be is they're going to be coming in, Senate's going to nominate it through vote, there's going to be kind of a narrowing of the pool. If anyone does reach out to you, we encourage you to inform them that the best thing to do for them to prepare would be to read through the bylaws and constitution, just so they kind of know what they're doing. If they have further questions on that that you're not completely comfortable answering, you can always field them towards me. Position is open to all students on campus, so it's not anyone from a specific residence hall or anything like that. And it needs to be, oh, I'm sorry, but it does need to be someone who's going to be a student here next year. Sorry, forgot about that. They're, they will, darn. They will be assuming the position at the last meeting of this year.
Questions on that process, Senator Nelson?
Can those who are going to be living off campus next year be in that position?
Yes.
Okay.
Senator Mugaga.
Just to clarify again, when do the applications start?
So, we're going to be sending out an application, hopefully.
Encouragement?
Okay. We're going to be sending out encouragement. Sometime this week, to the student body. They will be coming in at our next meeting, because that's the first meeting of April. Anyone who is coming in to seek that position, to seek that nomination, we're going to tell them to speak to their senator, so that way it can be class senator, or it can be their hall senator, or a senator that they know. And they need to be nominated by that senator. For instance, if I was to run and I asked Senator Sella to nominate me, when we asked for nominations, Senator Sella would say, I would like to nominate Solveig Svensson for position of ombudsperson. That would be seconded, and then that person would be up for the nomination, in which case Senate would then begin to ask them questions, ask them to talk about themselves and why they're interested. In Ethics Committee, this process kind of models the same thing we've used for nominating people for positions for ethics and finance, and the previous outline for midterm vacancies before it switched over.
Further questions? Process, questions, seeing none, thank you for that. And we encourage you to start reaching out to constituents and other members of the community you think would do a great job in this super important role. That, further new business this evening. Further new business, seeing none, proceed on to announcements. Announcements, evening. Speaker, speak.
Tomorrow, Sigmas and Thetas are open, hosting an open social called Death by Chocolate in the Courtyard Cafe. I think it's from 6 to 8, 6:30 to 8, one of those. So come on by if you would like.
Yeah. Corporate doesn't like
to sing. Okay, so cabinet applications are up and about, so everyone that's not a senior, consider that and tell other people in your constituencies to consider as well. All of the chair positions are obviously open except for ethics, as well as positions for parliamentarian and controller and administrative director. So everyone consider those. And the Diversity Bowl is coming up on April 30th, so that's Saturday, and tickets will be up on sale soon, so make sure you get that. That's a blast, super fun. The masquerade theme will be awesome.
Senator Lee.
Being on the committee that's been organizing the tabling that's been giving out those super cool water bottles for free, that is an effort to try to make sure that everyone is well educated on how to take care of themselves over spring break. So wherever you go, whatever you're doing, try to be as safe as possible and make sure you come back whole. I yield.
I'm the person says it.
Senator Wayne basically took the words out of my mouth. But yeah, make sure that wherever you're going on spring break, if you are choosing to consume alcohol, that you were making sure that you were drinking water. If you were going outside in the sun, make sure that you were using sunscreen, because we've all been in Minnesota with no sun, and sunscreen is important. Make sure that, yeah, okay. Have a good spring break. I yield.
Chris Swenson.
Mike, can you mute me for a second after the meeting?
My committee can meet me after. All
right, further announcements this evening? Announcements?
Oh, I got a question.
Sure.
What's going on with those stickers?
Oh, yeah, they'll be here after spring break.
Cool.
So, wait, did you need them?
I can't remember.
Okay. I'll take your dollars.
All right. Further questions? Questions? Seeing none.